I'd like to welcome you all to tonight's Medina Township regular meeting, July 6, 2023, and the time is 7:03. I'd have a roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
If you join me with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you would join me in a moment of silence for our first responders at home and abroad. Thank you. I'd like to take a minute to remind everyone to turn off their cell phones or other devices that might make interruptive type noises. Try to refrain from talking during the actual meeting. There is a recording in place going on during the meeting, and the microphones pick up everything. Please save your comments for public comment portion of the meeting, and if you do wish to make a public comment, please be sure to sign in the sheet provided at the door. It'll make it easier for our admin department to produce the minutes properly. Let's start off with our payroll. Thank you.
Well, can I just explain before we start then?
Yeah.
So, okay. I put a disclaimer on the bottom there. Payroll, there was two time cards for admin that were turned in, approved on that, but they were not correct. And by the time I saw them Monday night, paychecks was closed for the holiday. So that stops the whole process because I can't transfer payroll twice. So, you know, over to the pay side. So we couldn't get that fixed until Wednesday. I know you were copied on the email, so you talked to Jamie, thank you. So by the time I got this, and I was out most of the day today for regular work. So I finished this literally right before we left the house. I have not been able to review it.
Okay.
So it's up to you if you want to approve it or if you want to wait. You know, I wanted to give
yep.
you something. It's, you know, I didn't think I was going to get it done,
right.
But you know, so that's completely up to you. There are a couple things on there also to make you aware of. We have one officer who recently had a baby. So her cost of insurance went up. Our insurance broker gave us her new rate. And I'm hoping this is okay with you guys. If you want to figure out a daily rate, so be it. We'll make it up on the next check. But it was only 5 days difference than splitting up half the month. So I'm suggesting that the Board of Trustees just makes a motion to forgive the 5 day difference and split the month halfway, you know, just because our insurance broker doesn't want to do the 5 days. I'm
no.
not going to sit there and figure out the 5 days. So that half of the month is reflected on this payroll journal
okay.
For her new rate.
So by accepting this, we're accepting that?
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
Like I said, and if you wanted to figure out the new one, I figured it would be made up on the next one anyways. We did. Also, our broker had asked me to pass along. We had another new officer who turned in his insurance paperwork in a not so timely fashion, which really held us up with getting the paperwork into Medical Mutual. So, and also put his start date as like almost a full month before he actually started. So if we could check those things, it'd be very cautious of telling new employees to be careful when they put their start dates, because now this is going to cause some billing issues. And as great of a company as Medical Mutual is, they're not awesome with their billing. So if, you know, just we got to be careful with that. And really like maybe put a time frame in for employees to get that paperwork, or I think they do it on FormFire now, but maybe put a time limit on that because this really helped things up. And
yeah,
so.
I mean, when we have our application and our new employee files, that usually is how we work through the process. So you know, when we hire these people, there's usually a start time now. Maybe the communication gets dropped, maybe, or something, but I think that's really, I mean, we know what the start times are. When we hire them, it's in the minutes. So I don't know, like I say, if the individual fills something out, different than.
Yes, and that's what happened.
Okay.
So, and again, like I said, it also took quite some time for the employee to get to that. Again, I believe it was through Form Fire. It took some time to put in there, and that really caused some issues with. So now we're going to be waiting for credits, and you know, so right. So just something to remember for future hires.
Thank you. Yeah.
But so yeah, so that's what's on. That's what's going on with the payroll journal.
Okay.
I want to just, you know, like I said, just to let you know that if there are.
One thing on the payroll, on the administrative side, that was a paycheck issue. There was a glitch in their system, and Jamie could not fix it. She had to go to technical or something, and that was the reason for the delay.
Right. Well, and that's something else. I'm glad you brought that up. I do understand, and so just so you know, I talked to Jamie today about that. There is nothing they can do to fix that.
Correct.
So. That's an even bigger reason for, you know, whoever's, I mean, if you're going to stay over admin, like, you're just going to have to watch for that. Don't approve it. You're going to have to say something, because you're just going to have to, like, make a mental note to watch for it. Because, you know, we can't pay over the 80 regular hours, and that has to go into the overtime. You know, something to throw out there, I know there's been some talk about, you know, perhaps not eliminating the sick time and vacation time from counting towards overtime. She said that could potentially fix the problem. She wasn't certain, but that seems to be the modifier that's holding this up. So if that's something you're looking to do, maybe we could try that. But it's just an option. So, but just be cautious of that and watch for it, please.
We had the same problem on Memorial Day.
We're going to have the same problem with every holiday.
Fourth of July has already been discussed. I mean, we talked to her about that while we were working that out, just to say next week we're going to have another one. So
yeah. But somehow it was fixed on Memorial Day. And so I don't understand, if it was fixed on Memorial Day, why it couldn't be fixed on this one.
She talked to the service people today.
Yeah.
She could, I mean.
It's just one of those, it is a glitch. The good thing about that is, since we know it's a glitch, then we can pattern ourselves accordingly, and
if it wasn't come through approved and I knew on Friday it was an issue, I would have sent an email off to her, or Doug could have, and we could have gotten this taken care of by Monday. It was just the delay of not knowing about it until then, Monday night, and they were already closed for the holiday. Then it couldn't be fixed until Wednesday. So the other, just real quick, I did pass along those screenshots too of the messages you sent, because she did believe that situation was resolved with the with those accruals. Obviously, they are not. So she's looking deeper into that.
She actually looked at those earlier and thought that they were resolved since I'd given them to her.
Yeah.
And
what
the chief and I, you checked with
Sean.
Those were resolved, weren't they?
She said, well, vacation time and all that was the comp time.
The comp time was not, but that I can't deal with comp time. That's another.
Well, what I was seeing, what Jamie was seeing, was showing that it was resolved. But for some reason, whatever happened should not have happened. So she is looking in to find out why.
Right.
Because it's great that that everyone's monitoring their time.
Yes.
That's wonderful. But we, you know, it shouldn't be happening on a biweekly basis either. So she is going to delve deeper into that, so you know. So.
All right. Well, I'm on the mindset that we approve this and get our people paid and move forward from there. So I appreciate your input. That I'll say, I'll move to adopt resolution number 0706-2023-087 to approve payroll dated 7/7/2023 with a total amount of $50,270.52. With total remaining deductions, withholdings, liabilities of $11,714.41, and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you, Angela, for getting this done. First item in our site plans is the UPS store at 3593 Medina Road. Would any representative like to share what's going on? We have an A and a B here, I believe.
Yeah, I'm Jim Briolo with North Coast Sign and Lighting.
Thank you.
310 North Broadway Street, Medina. Well, what we're going to do, the sign's going to stay there. We're just changing the faces from brown to white.
Okay.
And we're going to make new panels for the directory sign.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great. Well, with that, I'd like, on item A, I'd like a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the wall sign at UPS store located at 3593 Medina Road, not to exceed 23.88 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And item B.
Those would be the directory panels.
Okay.
We're going to replace the existing directory panels with two new ones.
And where are the directory panels at?
Well, there's a directory sign that's perpendicular to the road.
Okay.
By the drive, and it's got all the other tenants in that
okay.
strip in it.
Okay. Very good. And that's the same kind of thing, changing
yes,
to the brown? Or... All right. And I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve a tenant panel to be placed on the existing pylon sign for the UPS store located at 3593 Medina Road, not to exceed 2.97 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
There are a couple of spots here. Let's see if that's approved. Just want to make sure I got all the X's for you, sir.
Was there another panel sign? Or another directory sign or no?
No, there's just one.
I said to Chrissy, I think I got them. Okay. I got two check marks and I think we signed those earlier.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right. Another site plan is in regards to Medina Township Service Department, 3718 Weymouth Road. I make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the addition of Medina Township Service Department located at 3718 Weymouth Road, not to exceed 3,840 square feet as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
This just has the one, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Thank you. Okay, the last of the site plans would be for Lampier Office and Warehouse, 3344 Pearl Road. Is there anybody here for that? Okay. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to deny the use, new construction, for Click Clan Management LLC, Lampier Office and Warehouse, to be located at 3344 Pearl Road, as it does not comply with Section 405.3D3A1. A business with 150 to 299 foot of frontage adjacent to a residential district or use shall have a 75 foot side yard, of which 25 foot shall be landscaped as presented. Lampier Office and Warehouse did double file with the Board of Zoning Appeals on June 21st, 2023. Their 35 foot variance was approved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
She's going to yell at me. Just that one, right? Yeah. I may have missed some of the checks on the others. Later, if there's more to get.
Corey's not here.
Okay. And Denny's not here. Okay. Okay. I think we got everything worked out finally for the Westfield.
Okay. Before you go there, would you mind making a motion for Hallie Beardsworth's health insurance, just so that we have that to cover that 5 days?
Okay, how would...
Just to forgive the 5 days coverage. That way it's all on the record.
So I'd like to make a motion to provide Hallie the health care and forgive the 5 days difference otherwise presented and move forward with our coverage.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Do you want that written down? Or you got that?
Yeah, you got something?
Okay.
It's a motion.
Okay. I just want to make it easier to do a lot of stuff. Thanks for clarifying that.
I think everyone knows who it is. It's fine. We're just talking about her last name. It's fine. I think there's confusion on her last seat.
Okay. If it's okay, I could touch base on something there. We have initiated some conversation with a couple of officers and their last names, and chief's working on getting some of these things resolved, so that the main thing is the end of the year will come and W-2s need to go out and that paperwork needs to be straight. We don't want to wait till the last minute. So those are in the process of getting the data collected, and then
that would be great, because I know Jamie did make a change in the system, but that because we did not have a new social security card presented, she changed it back we don't know if she's legally changing, so
it was an interesting conversation with Jamie and I on that. It's like, who are we actually talking about?
Yeah.
So it's being dealt with, and we'll stay on top of that. Thank you, Chief. Okay. There was a double collateralization on our investments with Westfield Bank, and there had been a period of time going back and forth. They needed us to authorize to release one of the two collateralizations, and we're at a point where we can do that. So I move to adopt resolution number 07062023-0 2022-088, to authorize the fiscal officer to sign the FHLB third-party pledge release form, Westfield Bank FSB, and incorporate this two-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
In case anyone up here was not aware, Chris is no longer with them. So I got a new contact, and the guy was very, very good. That says FO, that says FO, and that is not me.
So, and just so you're aware of how I usually check the collateralization with, this is what I did with PNC when, you know, before we moved to Westfield. Generally, I checked, you know, before when you and I spoke about this through email, but generally when we get large deposits, so our tax mm-hmm. revenue or any large local government, you know, I go on there and check that. So it's usually a couple times a month just to make sure that they're at that 102% or more. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, the gentleman who explained it to me most recently said that with the pooled collateral they have, it's an acceptable method and it's far easier for them to manage. So I could understand that. This is for the appropriation status, and I would move to adopt resolution number 0706-2023-089 to approve the appropriation status by fund dated 7-6-2023 and incorporate this 14-page document as presented.
Second.
Thank you for getting that.
Mm-hmm. And that is up to date, has everything except for tonight's payroll.
The appropriation status is everything but tonight's payroll.
Correct, yes. Yep. June's over, May's over, that was due in June.
And as we're getting through later in the year, we got to keep paying more and more attention.
There is actually, I noticed, and you know, I don't have everything memorized, but I did notice that there is, I believe it was the fire, so with Chuck gone, you might want to look at this, the fire garbage line was getting low, but the invoice that was just paid, I believe, takes us through September. So we probably won't be getting one. They're usually about a month early, maybe.
It'd be better not to wait until after it comes to check.
I don't think we have enough. It was like 133, maybe. I don't think we have enough to cover one more month.
Can I have a roll call for that?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
And don't forget about the tax collection fees. If we're not doing that tonight, I don't know if you did that tonight or not, but if not,
I did not do it.
Okay, yeah, because that will be coming pretty shortly. Now we're getting those advances, so that's not going to be too much longer.
All right, I would move to adopt resolution number 0706-2023-090. To reallocate funds from appropriation account 1000-130-599-0000 other expenses to incorporate to appropriation account 1000-130-740-0000 maintenance, equipment, and furniture in the amount of $1,000.
Machinery.
For machinery, equipment, and furniture. Yeah.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Approval of accounts payable, I will move to adopt resolution number
Skipped over purchase orders and training.
Okay.
Seven.
I think we need to eliminate their order. It won't make it, you can go, Doug, it won't matter which order, unless you have, do you have a purchase order?
He does.
I didn't get in past that one, we'll just hold up on that. Purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any? Oh, you're not here. He's been pretty quiet tonight. Bruce, do you have some?
I have one. I'd like to make a motion to accept a Medina Township purchase order requisition dated 7/6/2023. Department is zoning, vendor is Lighthouse, it's for a color laser printer in the amount of $627.06. This includes the machine and the setup.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Are there any more on purchase orders?
I have none.
Good, Chrissy?
Thank you.
Go on.
Thank you.
So, to the approval of accounts payable. I move to adopt resolution number 07062023-091 to approve accounts payable dated 6/23/2023 through 7/6/2023 with digital check number 35-2023 and physical check number 32901 to 32922 for the total amount of $64,291.29. And incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Second page.
Second one. Please be consistent.
Okay, this would be for the approval of the bank reconciliation. And before I start, I'm just gonna make a note that I've altered the original from saying this three-page document to a five-page document.
Do you want me to explain it now?
Sure.
Okay. So when I posted the bank rec, or well, when I was posting receipts, I should say, one of the interest receipts, I snagged the wrong, our wrong savings account. I snagged our Westfield CD instead of our Westfield savings. Been having a little bit of issues with our UAN not responding, it's immaterial actually. It doesn't matter much, except that sometimes it lags and it grabs the wrong one. I don't think it's an issue that they're ever gonna fix. But, so I planned on voiding the bank rec and restarting because I just don't like there to be errors. But you can only void the bank rec in December. I didn't realize that, I've never had it happen before. And besides the fact they told me that would be a big waste of time. But and it doesn't change, the interest was posted, our bank balances, you know, they're fine. You can see on page three, I believe, it shows you it's like negative the $9,000 and some odd dollars in the one account and over in the other. But I just don't like seeing that, it drives me nuts. So I, on the next two pages that you have that I gave you tonight, you'll just see where I took it out of the interest, the investment. But it just makes me feel better to have it where it needs, where it's supposed to be. So we're just adding that into the bank record paper and not pages in June,
everything
back to where it's supposed to be. Yeah. So.
I would move to adopt resolution number 07-06-2023-092 to approve the bank reconciliation reconciled date of 5/31/2023, posted 6/29/2023, 6:23:52 p.m., and incorporate this five-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Revenue status resolution. I'll move to adopt resolution number 07-06-2023-093 to approve revenue status by fund as of 5/31/2023 and incorporate this seven-page document as presented. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Fund status resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 07-06-2023-094 to approve the fund status as of 5/31/2023 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye. Attestation. I, Doug Eastwood, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on July 6, 2023, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates June 8, 2023 through July 5, 2023, as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts are Amazon, E&H, which is Ace Hardware, Capital One Trade Credit, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples,
Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
So we're gonna still have to talk about this credit card. But something that regardless of what ends up happening with this, Walmart is also a Capital One card. So that will need to be updated. And I know we have some talking about this to do, but I don't think that's for tonight really. But that does have to be updated.
Okay.
Because that doesn't go to Walmart anymore.
As far as that other conversation, is that something we can have outside of a meeting?
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want to have it tonight anyways. But I do want to tell you, like, because we haven't had a Walmart bill in some time, but that TV that the fire department can't, you know. So I'm not sure when they switched that over. We used to send the payment directly to Walmart, but they also switched to...
They went to Capital One.
Yeah, but it's not Capital One trade credit, and it doesn't go to the same address. So so that does have to be updated. So
is that something we address with Walmart or?
No, I mean it is what it is. Like they didn't give us a choice, and if we want to still use the Walmart card,
that's where it's gonna go.
That's where it's going.
Okay.
So yeah, and actually, you know, Amazon can be removed too.
Okay.
So because they don't offer the business line of credit anymore. So there's some updating to do regardless, so.
There's a lot of updating around here.
Yeah. So. Just things to...
All right. Speaking of updating, we are in the effort of trying to get that signature card for PNC resolved. I've spoke to numerous people. Finally got a hold of a guy in Pennsylvania who is he's a vice president of something. He gave me explicit directions. I went to the bank today, and I believe after today we should have documentation, but they wanted something from the minutes that both expressed who was to be on the card and who was to be off the card. So we plan to take care of that in a little bit here.
Yeah, that's why I didn't email you back, because I knew it would be too long, because when you said about going up there, and that's what they initially had told me, you know, when I called the customer service number, but then I talked to the bank manager, because I'm still trying, I don't know if you saw on the bank rec, they still haven't refunded us our $806, so I'd like to just, you know, that's that corporate analysis charge.
Yeah, no, I know what that's for. Is that something I don't know that I... do anything, but would two voices be better than one?
Well, she can't even refund it, so she's trying to, you know,
that's the manager gal up there or somebody else in customer service?
So, well, she has to work with their business side, and so that's an 800, you know, I mean, you can try calling if you want, but I mean,
maybe give me some more of that information, and if I find myself an hour or two to wait on hold, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Anything's worth trying.
It's so frustrating. I mean, you know, there was the whole point of moving that checking account over to that different type of, you know, and so I don't know.
Okay.
So she's at a loss, but anyways, I mean, she's working with it, but we definitely want to close that down as soon as it's, because I don't want to deal with this next year, but she, when I explained to her what was going on, and I told her, you know, have to come up here and sign the card, and she's like, no, that's not how that works. You have to have something for minutes, you know. So I didn't want to tell you, yeah, we'll meet up there, and then they're gonna turn us away anyway. So
All right,
so you got the information. That's good.
So this goes to that end, and I would move to adopt resolution number 07062023-095 to authorize the following Medina Township elected officials: Angela Ventura, fiscal officer; Doug Eastwood, trustee, chairman; Bruce Christopher, trustee, vice chairman; Charles Johnson, trustee, to be added to a new signature card at PNC Bank. The past elected officials and former trustees Mark Raddus and Michael Stopa are to be removed from any Medina Township PNC signature card and or documents remaining. Incorporated is this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Obviously, if we make some progress, you'll be the first to know.
Did they mention whether they wanted each of the accounts listed, like the fact that we have a credit card account and the checking account, or are they good with just one signature card? Did they mention that to you?
They didn't mention it, but I'll bring it up when I get to the.
Because I think when, just thinking back, I know, remember you want, you, we added you to the credit card as a, an authorized, whatever it's called. But, you know, they don't show that. When I called the, when I was on the phone with them for quite some time, right before our last meeting, they don't show that at all. They still actually had Linda Dehoff and Celia Dehoff withdraw and go, and I, that's been taken care of. I can't even, yes, right? I mean, I can't even say how many times that's been.
I'm pretty sure I have some of that paperwork from some time ago that we had passed back and forth.
I remember seeing it on the scanner that I just, I know you guys faxed it, and I, you know, it's again, it's one of those, these things that, I mean, I don't know how many times people need to be told to change things, but, so, I don't know if that, you know, if that's something you can take care of too, when, all in one fell swoop, or, you know.
Yeah, won't be all in one, but let's, in the process, let's make sure that we get all the boxes checked, and I'll work to that end as well. Tax budget discussion. I open this up because I know that we presented you as one, and there was some conversation.
Yeah.
So.
So, well, and the information that you got from UAN, I don't know, if, I'm not sure exactly what they said to you, but I mean, it wasn't bad information. It was just a little bit confusing. So the 2023 column that you're referring to, that was true to some degree about that being live. The thing is that those live numbers go with what is actually happening in true time.
Right.
So changing the numbers, actually increasing them, the only reason you would want to do that is if you're expecting an influx of, you know, like more revenue.
Right.
So, so I went through and I pulled our amended certificate, and I'm just going to give you an example because I know we don't want to sit here and go line by line, right? But so, for example, in the general fund, property taxes, we're showing, you know, what was submitted was $672,000 for just property taxes. I got these all out of order when I was going through them. I think you had another like 75,000 maybe in I'm sorry, I was looking, flipping through these and I didn't remember. You had maybe 75,000, I think it was, in property tax allocation, which is your homestead and rollback through the state. Do you have it right in front of you?
Josh? I have it right in front of me. I'm looking for that.
Can you look through? It's, I'm sure it's just on the back page here, sorry.
That'd be the
60 and
local.
60?
It's 1,001,
it's 535.
Yeah, what do you have there?
60 and 60.
Okay, so 60,000, sorry.
Yeah.
So like that's already, but that's already added in to that 672,000 number.
Okay.
So you, it's like, the, it's essentially doubling up, you know, on that $60,000. So, I mean, you'd only want to do that if you know you're giving the extra $60,000 in revenue, which we're not, you wouldn't see that coming in, but, and you would have to amend your certificate for that if you were getting that money in. Like if, so I reached out to Kristen today. I sent her an email yesterday night. She responded this morning and said that, we'd have to change our certificate if we are increasing our revenue.
Okay.
And then I called her because I wanted to explain a little bit more what I was looking at. And she was training somebody all afternoon, so she said she would call tomorrow. But by then, I did get a hold of somebody at UAN, because even some of our other revenue categories were a little bit higher than, like, we were about 100 just in the general fund. We were over $100,000 more in our other source income than what our certificate showed. So if you think that's what we're going to bring in, that's one thing. But I mean, then we are going to have to justify that to the county.
Okay.
So I didn't even go to the other funds, because I don't want to start entering this and then have to do it all again. You know, so that's something that we need to think about. Definitely those tax money needs to be backed down. Because I know that I did see that the same thing happened with the road and bridge fund, so I'm assuming that it was all across the board. That's unfortunately something with the amended certificates, that they lump it all together.
Okay.
But with audit, they make you separate it out.
Okay.
But even like I said, with that other source money, I can't. And I went through this with the gentleman at UAN today and tried to figure out why we're over. Because like when I put the revenue budgets in, I put them into the penny. Like,
yeah.
I don't round. But so where this extra $100,000, the best we can come up from is that we might have collected a little bit more than we were expecting. So it increased some of those live numbers, and based on that plus what we had in, you know, set for our normal revenue, like, you know, what we're still expecting, it could have increased some of the numbers. But I don't think we're gonna be $100,000 over. So we're gonna probably need to back some of that back, you know, back down. Because I will say, like, and again, without talking to Kristen, but I mean, she said if it was a significant increase, we would have to, I think that's significant enough that we'd have to change. But she said definitely property tax, you know, definitely on property taxes, we'd always have to amend our certificate. So that's where we're at on that. And then just on the budget side of things, you know, again, I glanced at it, because without, you know, I didn't want to have to go through it multiple times, but I did just notice, and I don't know if you just missed a zero, but there was that the property tax collection fees on the general fund. Like, we had the 1 year, it was, what was it, $15,000, and then just the next year, there was $1,500, so maybe you just missed a zero. And
that sounds like.
Okay. I just, yeah, because I know when you said, like, put them in like that, I was like, oh, I don't want to have this go in wrong, you know? But, so. You know, because we have till the 15th for me to get this into UAN, and then you'll actually adopt the budget by resolution from, you know, the 15th, and then I get this to the county by the 20th.
Right.
So my suggestion is, I mean, I'd like to talk to Kristen and see what she recommends about this other source income.
I'll plan to talk to her as well, but
okay.
If
you want to just talk to her, that's fine. But
she and I sat and walked through this once.
Okay.
So maybe you know, you can share with me some of your thoughts off, you know, on the side. Then I can take that to her.
Yeah.
Because initially she was not alarmed, but then again, you know, and she had the certificate with her. So I wanna go through, but she's also consulting very hard that it's just a budget. That being said, I don't want to be foolish about it. Okay.
Right.
But it's just a budget. And she's telling me that's not something that you want to split hairs about, worry about.
Did she say anything? Like, did it come up that the numbers, that the revenue numbers were higher than, like, quite a bit higher?
She did look at that, and she says, she kind of just gave me a shrug.
Okay.
She didn't comment on it, and it, part of it, I mean, we spent a fair amount of time together on it, but didn't dissect things.
Yeah.
So we were looking at the certificate, we were looking at our accounts, and so, but I'm, I was thinking that 672 didn't include the other. What you're saying is that 672 does include the other.
It does, yeah.
And, you know, that's worth taking note of. So.
And it's one thing if it was 2024, because what the county will do is they will back that down anyways, you know, but for, if we go back in and we adjust that for 2023, they're gonna kick that back. I mean, my thought is, you know, like I said, without actually speaking to her, but what she said in the email was that then they would make us amend our certificate. The problem is like, I can't certify something knowing it's like, we're not gonna get that property tax, or it just won't be that much, you know, so.
Yeah, and I, like I said, the revenue wise, we didn't think we made that many adjustments, so we can check that on the other side, expenditure side, we did. But that was bringing it down closer to being more real with what actually was being spent.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, like I said, other than that property tax one, you're good, that's for next year anyway, so yeah, just if.
That was a 24.
Yeah. Oh, and there was one other line, and I don't know if you read that in the email, but just so you know, like, and I don't know if you just wanna make a motion tonight, but the, in 2191, the safety service, it was the property tax line as well. And I had set up, this was when this fund was established, and local government services had walked me through this, you know, because this was the first time I had established a new fund. And there was, for tax collection fees, it was set up as 2191, I believe it was code 290, because I don't have it in front of me now, because it was whited out. And then the board set the tax collection fees under 220, 2191, 220, whatever tax collection fees are here, 22314. But that's the code, the program code for fire. So it should, it really needs to go back under that 290, because it's, this 2191 is not just a fire safety service fund. It's, you know, it's fire, police, and we are spending. If we were just using it for fire, that would be different, but because we're using it for police and fire, and.
Let me talk to that guy from UAN I talked to, because he kind of coached me on that.
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, local government is who told me to do, so like, we really need to go, if you.
If you would forward me some information on who to talk to there, some contact information.
Yeah.
Somebody other than like Tisha or whatever, right?
No, it was Dave Thompson. It was, yeah, I think her supervisor. But I mean, again, this was several years ago. I mean, because 2191was established in what, like, I think 2018 or something, but.
I wanna have it right, and they were the ones that told me to take it out of the 290, put it in 220, so.
Did they know that we take multiple?
I said it's a shared account. So I could just be the guy I was talking to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and usually UAN will, they do not wanna tell you what, they'll tell you to contact local government services, because they're very, they don't wanna give, you know, that advice.
And it could have been a question where I said, hey, what about this, what about this? And if the person said, okay, yeah, then I went with it, and it might have been saying, okay, yeah, like, let's get you off the phone.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's why, but when I saw that, because I mean, like I said, he, you know, I had to contact local government for help with setting that up, because I was, you know, I was out on my depth when that happened. So I didn't wanna be, you know, changing the code numbers. But so if you want, I mean, it would be actually better if you talked to, because she wanted to talk to me in the morning, and I'm actually in meetings tomorrow morning anyways, so if you have time to talk to her.
Sure.
Okay, that would be great.
Specifically on the revenues.
Yeah, and if you tell her, like I said, I haven't added up the other funds yet, but I did see that the same thing would happen with the road and bridge fund, and like I said, I would assume it's gonna be the same across the board with, you know, police and safety service, and EMS, but like I said, even that other source, you know, just if you wanna tell her that it was over $100,000 difference in the general fund. And again, if this was 2024, I wouldn't worry, because, you know, you're right, a budget is just that. You don't know what you're gonna bring in, but because we're already halfway through the year in 2023.
No, I'll look at that, for sure. All right?
Perfect.
Thank you.
So I'm just gonna hold off. I'm not gonna start putting anything in.
Right.
You know, I don't wanna, you know, have to do that twice, but just so let me know as soon as you.
If there's changes that need to be made, then we'll do an amendment, right? And then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then, I mean, I'm assuming there's gonna be changes, but.
Right.
Are we, do you wanna make the motion of the $15,000 right now in case there's not changes, or do you wanna just plan on?
Let's just do it all then. Okay?
Yeah.
Next item, the approval of previous minutes. And I would like to make a motion to approve the following minutes as written. September 22, 2022, special trustee meeting, attending Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, Mr. Christopher. Do you have a chance to look through that?
Yes, I do. Second.
And I know.
So my objection is stated, I did notice there was a invoice for the, that official Downey L. Red Krippenhoff, whatever.
Yeah.
That you had talked to them about the minutes it said.
Yes.
So is there a legal opinion in writing that we have from that?
The conversation, it was just a phone call, obviously with that amount of money, it was just, they were looking into it.
Okay.
I didn't pursue it with them any further than that because we got it from our statute through the prosecutor.
Oh, okay, so do we have that in writing, or, I mean, is there?
What we have from the prosecutor says, since we haven't received anything from the fiscal office since, when's the last time you sent us something?
Well, no, I mean.
No, it was.
No, it was later, but because we got so delayed with those August meetings.
I'm thinking sometime in September that we didn't, you know, that's where everything stopped, is the end of August, beginning of September.
Well, that's the, yeah, those are the meetings that were approved, but it was like 4 months later because we got so backed up with those.
Right, December 22nd, I think, is when you got the plethora of updated reports or drafts. That's when she emailed you the bulk of the drafts.
Oh, I thought that was in like November, but I'll have to look at my email, but.
So at any point, since we hadn't gotten anything in so long, and along with other things, the sunshine law requires, we have to stay updated on that. That's why we were given the counsel from legal counsel, not a written opinion, but you gotta get it done. I emailed Alan, and when I email those people, I do that on a three-way so that there's no favoritism going on with the auditor. And he said that the counsel we had received was sound and we should follow it. So I think that all changes when we get current with submittals. But for right now, he said, take what you got, review it, read it, listen to your minutes, and that's what we're doing. And that's how we're arriving to the point we're at.
Okay.
So, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And I would like to make a motion to approve the following minutes as written. These minutes are October 27th of 2022. Regular trustee meeting, attending Mr. Johnson, Mr. Eastwood, and Mr. Christopher.
Second.
Objection.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Two places to sign with that.
You have the current revenue status for the end of May.
I do believe I do.
So that gives you all the, that has the property tax money and the homestead and rollback for that first half, which is you generally more than the second half.
It's front-loaded or more in the back half?
Yeah, you just a little bit more on the front half.
Okay.
And now that, you know, that could be different because everything changed with taxes this year, you know,
right.
But that's since I've been here, that is how it's been. So that could help you a little bit when figuring, you know, you might want to have that handy when you talk to her.
Yeah.
So just so you know, I mean,
we occupied a lot of that table with paperwork in that little meeting room.
Yeah, I'll have that. I'm just thinking, like, I think that's your best way to go. I mean, the only other thing, because when I talk, I'm just trying to throw this out. I went through this with UAN today, and I mean, we looked at everything that could have changed these, like transfers, reallocations. And we do a lot of reallocations, but only on the appropriation side, not on the revenue side.
Our intent was not to increase the revenue to speak of, so it should be relatively, that side should go relatively well.
Okay,
then
we'll have to be brought up.
Okay. Kind of on a short chain here, because I got a department head who needs to leave here shortly. So do you have anything you would like to share?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to commend Detective Euler for we have identified the female involved in the stolen purse there on Pearl Road. And now we are just in the process of trying to locate her.
Okay.
And we also have reached out on Facebook and other avenues regarding robbery at the VFW to get an identification on that subject too. And also Euler did a phenomenal job tracking down this person with the stolen purse and the credit cards that were used in the checks. So, and that concludes my and also the ice cream social tomorrow at Walmart, if anybody's interested, would like to get some ice cream from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The price is right, huh?
Yes, it's Medina County Police that bought us.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. And you're free to go.
Thank you. My granddaughter.
Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to close Remsen Road between Hamlin and Foskett Road, also Remsen Road between Old Weymouth and Route 3 for tree and stump removal. The roads will be open to emergency vehicles only. Dates are going to be determined when Denny returns. Public will be advised by PR signs at least a few days in advance, also allowing the township secretary to add the necessary information on our website.
Second.
Okay, just discussion wise, that has expedited and been moved up in the schedule. I believe that's what we heard today, and they're going to be putting signs out maybe as soon as tomorrow, and they're going to look to do this next week. Is that correct, what you heard, or didn't you? Yeah.
I heard some of it.
Okay.
I can't.
No, fair. So it'll be happening sooner than later. And it's trees and stumps on Remsen Road. They'll do a section, like it said here, between Foskett and Hamlin, and then Old Weymouth and Route 3. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to put new edition advertisement out to bid
in the Gazette after all the approvals for the county and the township are complete.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Did you check the advertising line? Can you see this person?
I did not check there.
That's, I know sometimes that he's not, doesn't have a lot in there, let's just see.
It'll be on the road and bridges, right?
It will be, yeah. Do you know about how much ads usually are? Depends on how many lines, I believe.
You're talking about the advertisement for the new construction, okay?
Is that what you're talking about? Or no, I'm sorry, maybe I...
The advertisement only happens after it's been, everything's been approved, so we're a ways away from that.
Oh, we are, okay, so health time to do, okay.
Yeah, okay, I started thinking that we're talking about the clearing and that's not...
Okay, so just maybe something to mention to him, because he doesn't have a ton left in, he should have enough appropriated, but he will need like a blanket or, I think he'll have enough, I don't know how much it'll cost, so just maybe have him look at that.
Thank you. A point of interest, I think, is important for our staff to know, that on July 13th, 2023, power will be shut off for the admin building from roughly 9 until noon, and it'll affect punching in, possibly, and this is for the new generator to be installed. We've had electrical problems here for some time, and that's going to hopefully bring an end to that sporadic situation. There's a gas line that will be added at a later date, but I wanted to make that date mentioned, July 13th. We'll have a period of time from roughly 9 to 12 if everything goes well. We'll be out of power. Okay. At this point, I think I'd like to open the...
There's one thing. I heard from our third-party administrator for the Bureau of Workers' Comp, Sedgwick.
Yeah.
And we have one employee who's out of Workers' Comp right now, but this is kind of... this is an overall picture, just so... I'm not sure if the two of you are aware. I know Chuck's probably the only one who is, so, but, since he's gone, it doesn't much matter. They were very surprised to hear that we keep people on payroll and then do this reimbursement. They said that it's not in the township's best interest. The prosecutor's office has also advised that, the township of that in the past.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the two of you knew that. There is an extension being asked for the employee now. I don't know if there's anything that can be done at this point, but
right.
It is something that they said that I should bring up to you.
Is it possible for you to email me some of that conversation in context so that I can do that on, I can get educated on the things you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe you should just speak to...
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
...the person so that, right. that she can explain it better to you.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, because, we've had this happen in the past, and, it's just, the exact words were, we pay into workers' comp for a reason, and this is just not... For the life of me, I never knew why we did this. Like I said, the prosecutor's office has advised us not to, so, just something to...
Thank you.
Like I said, I didn't know if it's ever been passed on to you or not, so...
There's some question marks that I'd like to resolve.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been approached by numerous people in the community about aggregate electric and what we're paying for electric and how, what are we doing to control it? And while some wanted us to do something for them, I said, we don't do that as a township, but the county did. And they negotiated with, I believe it's Energy Harbor. And so when our site lighting bill came in and it was 27% over, I got the invoice and called, and Ohio Edison instructed me that we had not shopped that what we could. So then I got a hold of Energy Harbor and I started working down through our accounts. We have 8 accounts. And after about 2 or 3, the lady said, you know, can we stop here and I give you an email? Because this is going to take a while. So I've emailed them and I got started in the conversation, but I can tell eventually there's going to be some decision, possibly some signatures needed. And with that, I came to this, that I would move to adopt resolution number 07-06-2023-096 to authorize Trustee Doug Eastwood to speak with the people at Energy Harbor regarding the electric services belonging to Medina Township. I would also move to authorize Trustee Doug Eastwood to bring any electric service agreement before the Board of Trustees for further discussion and possible signatures for approval, as indicated in this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Okay. I think that really speaks for itself, but while I often want to do something, there's steps that have to be involved. So, roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is Energy Harbor, do they have the best pricing? Did you look on that, apples to apples, or?
Energy Harbor was, I don't know if they're best, but when you're looking at that, you have pricing and you have duration. And so that's something I'll look at. Obviously, we're not committed to anything yet.
It was shocking to see what the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Okay. Now, I'd like to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The floor is open.
Aye.
You'd normally tell us your name and your address.
I will tell you my name. My name is Bridger Painter. I live at 4041 Hoffman Road. And I wanted to state that I have officially filed my petition to be placed on the November ballot for the position of fiscal officer for Medina Township. And I would also like to add that it would be an honor to serve in this capacity for this community. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments? Get your name and your address, please.
Dave Clardy, 3497 Old Weymouth Road. I just wanted to comment that I haven't been to a meeting in a while. In fact, the last meeting I was at was over in the big room.
The garage.
The garage, yep. Because we were all up in arms about, the sheets thing, but the one prior to that was we were all had masks on, and we were trying to get the fire department back, if you remember that. And it was kind of, in my opinion, a backhanded way. Well, it turns out the two trustees that were pretty heavily into trying to have that happen, I'm the guy that helped get them elected. And so I stood up that night just to apologize to everybody in the place, because those guys lied to me. And it really was a one issue deal, and I would have never supported that. It wasn't what, you know, that wasn't the idea. The reason I'm talking about that is since the very first meeting that I came here to, there have been 8 different men sitting in these seats right here. 8 different men since 2017. And I recently read, someone forwarded to me, I don't much read those things, but I think it was kind of cool that I saw it before I came here, and that was this post in the next door thing. It's kind of like a gossip thing in the neighborhood, you know? And someone made, I mean, my jaw just dropped at the accusations and the license to say that people are trying to do things below board and all these things. And I would just say that of those eight trustees that were here, it's so refreshing to see that there's someone also running for, in my opinion, probably the most important, seems trustees come and go, but the people here, the fiscal officer, it's been so long that it was Celia that was here when I used to, you know, okay, but they're the people that know the process, in my opinion, just from my experience. And part of that experience is, I encourage anybody in Medina, and particularly whoever the person is that made that post, that ridiculous post, and I think there's even a Facebook page, which is even more ridiculous in my opinion, of just spouting off stuff and kind of like, we have new minutes being recorded outside of this place, so if we're not confused enough. But my point is, I would encourage any of those people to go to a trustee meeting at Montville Township. Pick anyone. And go in and sit down and listen to the way that this business that was conducted here tonight, how it happens. I just happened to be there last Tuesday night, and I was there for a piece of business I had to do. I had to sign a lease with them on some things that my business does with them. And I was surprised as anything.
Yeah, one more minute. Just say.
Okay, I'll be quick. I was surprised as anything, and of course it's timely. I was surprised as anything to see Doug Eastwood sitting like one of you here in the chair, sitting there with a notepad, and the whole thing with, I thought Doug had to speak or he was going to do something. The thing was all over. I said, Doug, what are you doing here? I just, you know, Mary's been nice enough to you know, and I'm just, and he was learning. And to me, it's a shame to have to go to another township to learn from a fiscal officer. I just want to share that tonight, that I saw that, again, with this crazy post that I saw, this ridiculous, am I making myself clear?
We got it.
That's what I saw, I'm done.
Okay.
I want to thank the three guys that are here for doing this job. If there's an opportunity for them to get a raise, they should get it. And I think this is the best group we've had representing us that I can remember. Sorry to go over. That's it.
Thank you.
Well, it's, I wouldn't do it. There's not enough money.
Are there any more public comments?
I just want to let Mr. Clarity know that I am the crazy person that you're referring to who made the post.
I don't think I said crazy, I just said ridiculous.
I believe you did say
Sandra,
crazy.
Name and address, please.
Sandra Bellick, 341 Parkinson Road. Thank you.
All right. That, I'd like to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Trustee comments? Would you like to go with any?
People in my neighborhood, a number of them have expressed the appreciation for both the fire department and the police department because of the house that partially burned down, and they're still talking about the good service that they got, and they're very, very happy with the police and the fire. And it's really appreciated when you hear something a month later and people are still talking about it. So that's all. Okay.
Well, not to dampen that parade, but I also would share that we had a meeting here tonight before this meeting with a gentleman who had a problem with some of our PD services. And as I spoke with him, and I brought Chief in to kind of be the litmus test, so much subjective information makes decisions hard. And so we had a good conversation, and we developed a takeaway. I believe he left here feeling heard and the commitment to get back with him on what a next step might be regarding his concern is in place. So while it wasn't 100%, you know, everything he wanted to hear, it's still a good happy medium, or a good medium compromise, and I felt like that was a positive thing. I'm just here to say I also think of our friend Chuck Johnson, somewhere out in the mountains of Cimarron, New Mexico. And while we miss him, I am so glad he gets a chance to just get away from everything for a few weeks. So we pray for his safe journey and a safe recovery to come back.
I just want to clarify that the meeting you had before this was just you and Chief and the actual resident. Nobody else was here.
Thank you. No, thank you. I don't want that to be misunderstood as a secret meeting or something. Yeah, it was just a resident called me for the meeting, and I called Chief because I knew he would know what the conversation was rounded about. There's no more?
Just real quick, I'm on the 17th and 18th, which is the Monday and Tuesday before our next meeting.
Yes.
I'm out during the day for those 2 days, so just real important that payroll just double, triple check payroll, because I think that is going to include that July 4th holiday. So by the time I get back to work on payroll those evenings, I won't be able to get a hold of the paycheck. So just a make a mental note to.
Thank you. Make a motion if there's nothing else to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned. It is now 8:26 p.m.